One Man's Family, now brought to you, transcribed every weekday night at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer and many other fine, defendable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Jack and Father Barber on the terrace.
Huh? Who told you that Elwood and Teddy were engaged, Jack?
Well, nobody did, Dad. That is, not exactly.
Has someone been implying?
Yeah, Sharon Ann.
That's the last straw. Now it's gone down through the family to this reach the 7-year-old.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. You know, friends, if you sometimes have the upset of acid indigestion, you should know about and try Alka-Seltzer. Alka-Seltzer has been a favorite with thousands for years, and we think you will be pleased with it, too. Yes, Alka-Seltzer can help you to the relief you want. Here's all you do when your stomach feels unsettled and uneasy because of acid indigestion. Just dissolve 1 or 2 Alka-Seltzer tablets in a glass of water, then drink it. You'll notice a clean, fresh taste in your mouth. And what a welcome, comfortable feeling in the stomach. And here's something. When late hours and late refreshments threaten to result in acid indigestion later on, take Alka-Seltzer before you go to bed. Because Alka-Seltzer can relieve an acid-upset stomach quickly and effectively, you'll sleep better and wake up feeling better the next morning. Get a 30 or 60 cent size package of Alka-Seltzer from your druggist. Your money back if you're not satisfied. Chapter 4, Book 78. Father Barber sits on the terrace of the family home in Seacliff, San Francisco. The late afternoon sun is turning red gold and is slowly making its way toward the horizon. His son, Jack, comes out of the house next door and sees his father across the head.
Hi, Dad.
Huh? Oh, hello, Jack, my boy. Come here and see the sunset.
Okay.
Beautiful, beautiful.
What'd you say, man?
Never see a lovelier sight than that, Jack.
Yeah, can't beat San Francisco at this time of day.
I should go in and tell Edward to come out. He's getting to love our city, Jack. I hope he decides to settle somewhere around the bay.
Hey, Dad, what goes with this Elwood anyway? How long is he going to stay with you?
Oh, for a time. Yes, the more I see of that young man, the more I'm convinced he's sound.
Yeah, but I don't get it. Is he just sticking around till Teddy gets here?
Sticking around. He's a guest in our house, a very welcome guest.
Oh, sure, but is he engaged to Teddy or what?
Huh? Who said he was engaged?
Hey, don't jump down my throat. What's wrong with that?
Who told you they were engaged?
Well, nobody did.
Oh.
That is, not exactly.
Huh? Has someone been implying?
In a way, yeah.
Who?
Sharon Ann.
That's the last straw. Now it's gone down through the family till it's reached the 7-year-old. By George, I'm...
Take it easy, Dad. What's all this about, anyway?
Never mind. What did Sharon Ann say?
Well, last night when she finished saying her prayers, at the end she runs through all the people she wants blessed. Pretty long string. Mom and you.
Yeah, yeah.
Covers just about everybody in the family sometimes. Anyway, last night she ended up with, "And please, God, don't forget to bless Cousin Elwood, too." She said Uncle Elwood first and changed it to cousin.
Oh, just a childish fancy.
I'm not sure about that. I asked her what she meant, and she looked at me wise as you please and said she couldn't tell me because it was a secret.
Oh, this whole thing is getting out of hand, raging like a forest fire.
Huh?
Did she tell you the secret?
No, she clammed right up. Couldn't worm it out of her. Betty said she tried to get it out of her all day, but she hasn't squeaked.
Yeah, more than I can say for the grown-ups of the family.
Come on, Dad, give. What's the dope? Is Elwood gonna...
Yes, might just as well put it up on a signboard down on Market Street.
Huh?
With neon lights. Yes, all come back and roost on me in the end. Yes, he'll say Henry Barber couldn't keep a confidence. Regular flibbity gibbet. That's what he thinks.
Who, Elwood?
Jack, it's your mother's fault. Let this be a lesson to you, my boy. Never tell a woman anything if you don't want it to become as negotiable as a $1 bill.
Well, she hasn't told Betty and me, whatever it is.
Just happens that in your case, it's starting at the other end, working its way up from the children. Be a fine kettle of fish if Sharon Ann says anything to Elwood about this secret of hers. You tell her not to say a word to anyone. Not to speak to a soul about it, understand?
Okay, but I'm kind of working in the dark when I don't know what it is myself. Of course, I've got a pretty good idea now.
Yes, I've got to tell you now to protect myself. But, Jack.
Yeah?
It's got to stop with you. This chain must be broken. You're not to breathe this to anybody, not even to your own wife.
Gosh, it's going to be tough to keep it away from Betty.
That's the way it has to be.
Okay.
Got to be strong so we can nip this in the bud right here and now.
Sounds like it's a little late to nip it in the bud, Dad. It's already blooming.
Yes, very funny.
Okay, strike it from the record. Anyway, the lowdown is that Elwood Giddings and Teddy are going to get married, huh?
Did I say that?
No, but that's it, isn't it?
Yes.
I don't see why that should be so doggone hush-hush.
Because it was told to me in confidence, that's why. And further, because it was Teddy's wish that the news be kept for her to reveal when she arrived, she told Elwood that she herself would make the announcement when she got here. It was to be her surprise for us, and we can't let her down.
No.
The way it's spreading, we'll all have to take dramatic lessons on how to act surprised. But at least we can keep it from the few remaining people who haven't been told. We'll put them up in front when she tells us.
Sure. The rest of us will owe an awe in the background.
Meantime, I'm on tenterhooks because Elwood has been let down, Jack. I'd be mortified if he discovered that his friendly confidence in me has been violated.
Of course, when you come right down to it, Dad, he's the one who's at fault. If Teddy told him to keep it secret, he was wrong ever to say anything to you in the first place. Why didn't he just keep his mouth shut?
Oh, Jack, it's no use.
Betty's calling me.
Yeah, Betty.
She's coming over?
That's what she said.
Now, remember, Jack, not a word to Betty about this.
Okay. I said I wouldn't say anything.
Yes. Well, Betty, my dear. Oh, glad to see you.
Hello, Father.
And how are all my little grandchildren?
Oh, they're fine. I suppose Jack told you all about Sharon Ann and...
By George, look out there at that sun now. Hey, old big red ball going to be dropping right into the water in a few more minutes. Jack and I were just remarking about the sunset we have here in San Francisco. That's right?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that a magnificent sight, Betty?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's starting to make a golden path right across the ocean to our seawall.
Mm-hmm, gorgeous. Jack, did you find out anything from Father Barber?
Yes, Jack and I have been sitting here discussing the view from our terrace. Yeah. Got so fascinated with the sunset, we couldn't seem to talk about anything else.
Well, I guess we better be getting home, Betty. Nicolette got all the kids rounded up?
Uh-huh, she knows where I am. I saw you over here, so I told her where I was going. I was wondering if you told Father Barber about Sharon Ann's big secret.
Uh-huh.
You said you were going to ask him if he knew anything about it.
Oh, yes, imaginative child, Sharon Ann. But all children are given to flights of fancy. Yes, it's always dreaming up fairy tales and secrets and such like nonsense. Best thing is just to let them go along. Before long, they've forgotten all about it. Then they're off on something else.
Sure, that's right, Dad. Betty and I know pretty well how to handle her romancing now, don't we?
But, Jack, you were the one who said we ought to get to the bottom of this.
Uh-huh.
Sure. You said you were going to ask Father Barber what this Cousin Elwood business was all about.
Oh, just forget it, Betty. Doesn't mean a thing.
Then you've got to punish her some way when you get home.
Why?
Because she told me an outright lie.
Huh?
About what?
Sharon Ann told me just before I came over here that Mr. Giddings, this Elwood, was engaged to Teddy.
Oh.
Huh? What's the matter, Father Barber?
Just as I told you, Jack, a forest fire completely out of control now, spreading and raging all over Seacliff. How are we ever going to stop it?
Don't you feel well, Father Barber?
Honey, Dad's in kind of a tough spot.
Tell her, Jack. Tell her and swear her to secrecy. That's our only hope. Maybe we can stop the flood tide with Bessie.
Jimmy, what did I say? I didn't mean to upset you, Father Barber.
Yes, it is not your fault, my dear.
Well, what's the matter? Was it something I said about Mr. Giddings or Sharon Ann?
Look, Betty, let's go on home and I'll explain the whole thing.
But remember, Betty, when you learn about this, you must take a solemn oath that it will not be passed on, not to anybody, you understand?
Well, I guess so, but I still don't... Oh, here comes Mr. Giddings.
Hmm?
Yeah, he's coming out on the terrace, Dad. Hi, Mr. Giddings.
Well, hello there.
Hello. Come here. Jack and I want to tell you what our little girl said.
Hey, Betty, no.
Did you want me to join you?
Yes. Hello there, Elwood.
Mrs. Barber said you were out here. Thought I'd drop out and take a look at the view. Well, how are the barbers from across the hedge, huh? You see, I'm getting familiar with the terms you use to identify the various families.
Yeah.
I was briefed on it before I arrived, of course, but now I know the locations. You're across the hedge. Murray's are three blocks down, two blocks over. And the Lacey's are six blocks straight now. I got it right?
Absolutely perfect.
The only ones I haven't met are the Lacey's. Claudia and Nick.
Well, that'll be taken care of very shortly. They're coming down from the Sky Ranch tonight, I believe.
I'll certainly be glad to meet you too, Mr. Giddings.
Well, thank you. I consider that a compliment.
What I mean is that if what our little girl said was true, they're going to...
Honey, I forgot what I was going to say. Now.
I know what it was, Jack. You were saying that you and Betty had to get back home to the children.
Huh?
There were all these grandchildren of mine. Six little girls, you know. Keeps these young people here pretty busy.
Yes.
Well, I was just going to ask Mr. Giddings.
No. Now, Elwood, understand. You just run along. There are faces to wash and all the multitudinous chores before you get this. Kiss them goodnight for me.
Yeah, come on, Betty. We got to go.
I told you that Nicolette...
Yes, go back.
Well, we'll be seeing you, Mr. Giddings.
All right, goodbye.
Good night, Mr. Giddings. Maybe if I...
Hey, let's get going. I've got the talkingest little wife that ever lived.
Yeah, I'm not going to say anything like that.
Oh, I'm just kidding, huh?
Oh, yes. Always joking one another, yes? You're a carefree young couple, Elwood. And there's a happy marriage, eh? And don't be misled by Betty's conversation. Now, she gives the impression sometimes of being a bit pricey. But she's a very intelligent girl and a wonderful wife.
You know, it seemed to me she was trying to tell me something, Mr. Barber.
No, not at all, Edward. Not at all. She's a little shy around people she doesn't know well, just covering up the shyness.
Oh, I see. Say, Mr. Barber.
Huh?
There's something I've been wanting to ask you.
Anything, Edward? Anything?
Nothing's been said about what I told you the other day, has there? I mean, you know, what I told you about Teddy and me?
Huh?
That hasn't gone any further, has it?
Has somebody said something about it?
Well, no, but... Well, there seems to be something in the air. I can't quite put my finger on it. But it's a feeling I have that maybe the secret might have leaked out. Inadvertently, of course. I guess it was Betty that sort of... Well, sort of crystallized the feeling, you might say.
Well, you see, Betty's around those little children all day and by evening. She's a little flighty, as I told you a moment ago. Children can be very tight. Yes, something for you to bear in mind, eh, Edward?
Well, I just wanted to be reassured that everything was all right. Maybe it's because I feel a little guilty about telling you. But I know that's silly because I'm confident that if anybody could keep a secret, you could, Mr. Barber.
Yes. The sun's disappeared into the ocean. I think we'd better go in the house. I'm beginning to feel a little chilly, Edward.
We'll be here in just a moment. Friends, remember Alka-Seltzer is also first aid for relief from headaches. Have you ever tried Alka-Seltzer for the really fast relief it can give from a headache? If not, you could be missing out on a good thing, for Alka-Seltzer gives you the benefits of one of the world's most effective pain relievers, sodium acetylsalicylate. And Alka-Seltzer's familiar fizz is important, too, for it speeds this pain reliever on its way, helps you enjoy really fast, really effective relief from a headache. So next time, try Alka-Seltzer. First aid for relief from headaches. Never be without Alka-Seltzer in your home. All right, Paul.
Well, Teddy will be here tomorrow. I'm most anxious to talk to her. I know I shall learn from her if she is truly in love with Elwood Giddings. Well, that's how it is with the Barbers today. Good night.
Protect yourself and your family against vitamin deficiency with one-a-day brand multiple vitamins. A capsule every day will guard against the letdown, all-in feeling that follows when you do not get enough of the essential vitamins, against vitamin deficiency disease that may develop. Don't take chances. Don't let lack of vitamins pull you down. Make taking one-a-day brand multiple vitamin capsules as much a part of your daily routine as eating breakfast. Be sure it's one-a-day brand, the vitamins with potency guaranteed by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Chapter 5, Book 78. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.